"How's the tree coming?" she asks. I groan. Stinks. It was a mistake to sign up for art. I just couldn't see myself taking woodshop. "You're better than you think you are," Ivy says. She opens to an empty page in the sketchbook. "I don't know why you keep using a linoleum block. If I were you, I'd just let it out. Draw. Here, try a tree." We sit there trading pencils. I draw a trunk. Ivy adds a branch. I extend the branch, but it is too long and spindly. I start to erase it, but Ivy stops me. "It's fine the way it is. It just needs some leaves. Layer the leaves and make them slightly different sizes, and it will look great. You have a great start there." She's right.
I'm noticing some changes in Melinda. Just little ones, but they're important. She's going to class more and making bitter comments less often. And I think she's starting to trust Ivy again. When Ivy tells Melinda, "You have a great start here," Melinda says that she thinks Ivy is right. I think Melinda means two things here. First, she thinks it's a good start on her art project. And second, she thinks this conversation with Ivy is a good start toward getting better herself. Let's continue with the next section on page 146, genetics.
Genetics. The last unit of the year in biology is genetics. It's impossible to listen to Ms. Keene. Her voice sounds like a cold engine that won't turn over. The lecture starts with some priest named Greg who studied vegetables and ends up with an argument about blue eyes. I think I missed something. How did we leap from veggies to eye color? I'll copy David's notes. I flip ahead in the textbook. There's an interesting chapter about acid rain. Nothing about sex. We aren't scheduled to learn about that until 11th grade.